Okay, Rabbosai, the most famous Gemara in Chanukah is what we'll be doing today, spending a couple of days on this. And the Gemara tells us, Tana Rabbana Mitzvah, Chanukah Nerishu, Beisov, Amahajin Elo Kolecha, Ve'echav, Amahajin, and Amahajin, Beit Shami, Om Yom Rishim, Adek Shmone, Mikan Ve'elak Posei Vaholich, Ubeis Hillel, Omrim, Yom Rishim, Adek Achas, Mikan Ve'elak Mosei Vaholich, and Omar Ula, Plikiba Trey Amoroi, Bima Rava, Rav Yossi, Bar Ab, Rav Yossi, Bar Zvid, Echad Amr, Tamed Beis Sham, Kenegd Yom HaMenich, Nosim, Vitamed Beis Sil, Kenegd Yom HaYoitzim, Echad Amr, Tamed Beis Sham, Kenegd Pari Achag, Vitamed Beis Sil, Demalem, Ba Kodesh, Ve'ein Moridin. Amr Rav Chan, Amr Rav Yochan, Shnei Zekin, Hoi Bitzidon, Achad Asa Kebeis Sham, Ve'achad Asa Kebeis Tim Beis Sil, Zen Osin Tamed Beis Kenegd Pari Achag, Zen Osin Tamed Beis Dvar, Demalem, Ba Kodesh, Ve'ein Moridin. Okay. So I'm going to raise one question right now, which I'm not going to answer. I'm going to give a separate shiur on this question, but there's one question I think jumps off the page of the Gemara. An obvious question that you just have to ask on the Gemara.
Does it make a difference? Give him bracha, make a difference.
It's the simple pshat question in the Gemara. Why does Beis Hillel say you go up?
Oh,
why does he say you go up? Because Keneged Yomim Ha Yoitzim. Does that make sense? Why does Beis Shammai say you go down? Keneged Yomim Ha. Does that make sense? It can make sense. You can figure out a reason for that. How many days you have coming up. That's okay. I can live with that. Why does Beis Hillel say you go up? Because Malin Bakodesh, the Emoridin, is that an established halakhic principle?
Yeah.
Of course it is. Why does Beis Shammai say you go down? Because of Parei Achag. I'm going to ask the question. What's the question? Benjamin?
No. Halakha is one candle.
Too much. A simple, it has to be my question. I'm asking for my question, not your question. Kimmel?
Why is Parei Achag a reason for you to go?
Yeah, what in the world does Parei Achag have to do with Neros Chanukah? Good, Yashikoya. I found a case somewhere in the halakhic universe where they happen to go down. 13 down to 7 when it comes to the Karban, the Purim on Chag HaSukkos. Okay, good. So therefore, I should go down when I light Neros Chanukah? Ma Kesher. What exactly is the connection between Parei Achag and Neros Chanukah? I think it's an obvious question. I seek no answers right now, but that is a fundamental question that needs to be addressed, and it will be addressed in the next either Thursday or Sunday. What? What are you doing now?
I have a question on Beit Hillel.
Hold on. Okay, don't hold on.
Does Emor Reading and Kedusha really apply here? Does having less candles mean you're going down in holiness?
That's a good point. That's a fair point. It's a fair point. Rav Soloveitchik.
Is the eighth day more holy than the first day?
Rav Soloveitchik explained that what Beis Shammai's response to Beis Hillel was, Beis Hillel says, Ma'ala Bakos Ve'Maridin. Beis Shammai is not telling there's any connection between Parei Achag and Chanukah. All he's saying is, you see from Parei Achag that your application of the principle of Ma'ala Bakos Ve'Maridin is not a legitimate application. You know what Ma'ala Bakos Ve'Maridin means? Is that can you go ahead and sell a Sefer Torah to buy a Chumash?
No.
Because Malin Bakodesh Ve'ein Moridin. Can you sell Chumashim to buy a Sefer Torah?
Yeah.
Yes. Can you use, in other words, Malin Bakodesh means when you have a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. A Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, you have to be Male and not Mori. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, but we're not talking about a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about a Maisa Mitzvah. Not a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. A Maisa Mitzvah. Maisa Mitzvah, can you go down? Yeah, how do I know? Parei Achag proves that you can go down. Parei Achag has nothing to do with Chanukah. All Parei Achag has to do with is showing you that this is a misapplication of Malam Bakodesh, the Emorit. That's how Rav Soloveitchik understood that Shach of Ataria. I wasn't going to go there. You brought it up. It's a fair point. It's a good, interesting issue. But I'm not going to get into it in depth now. Okay. So, Rabosa, what does Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin mean? So here you have a very, very, very famous machlokas between the Balei HaTosfos and the Rambam. According to the Balei HaTosfos, tier one, you have five people in your house. It's the seventh night of Chanukah, five people in your house. You light tier one, one candle. Tier two, five people in the house, you light five candles. Tier three, you light Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Seventh night of Chanukah, five people in the house, you light, according to Tosfos, seven candles. In other words, according to Tosfos, Mahajan mina mahajan, listen to the way I say it, is not cumulative. It's not building. Mahajan mina mahajan is not building. Tier 3 is not building on tier 2. But it's going back to tier 1 and saying, in tier 1 there's a greater hiddur than you have tier 2. What is the greatest of all hiddurim? Is to know, to be able to identify what night of Chanukah it is. And if I light, for example, 24 candles on a given night, can you know what night of Chanukah it is?
No.
It could be the first night. It could be the second night. It could be the third night. It could be the fourth night. It could be the sixth night. It could be the eighth night, depending on how many people have in the house. You cannot know. Tosfos says the highest mahajim and mahajim is that there be a heker sheyizbru, that there be a heker of what night of Chanukah it is. Good? Good? That's Tosfos. What does the Rambam say? So you look at the Rambam, famous Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam says how many neros who madlik? Mitzvos asher kol bayis v'chad madlik ner echad, bein shel yanosh babayis merubim, bein shel yubal admechad. Tier one is one candle. Hamahadus ha-mitzvah, k'minyan anshe ha-bayis, five people in the house light five candles. Hamahadu yeter hazeh, does a mitzvah na-mufchad, he lights candles per night? Per household, 10 people in the house, it's the 8th night, 80 candles. In other words, according to the Rambam Shita, tier 3 is cumulative. It's building on tier 2. So according to the Rambam's position, according to Tosfos' position, what is Mahajim and Mahajim? What's the ideal? To know what night of Chanukah is. According to the Rambam's position, what is the goal of Mahajim and Mahajim L'chora? Riboineros, to have a glorified illumination, a lot of illumination. And you don't have to know what night of Chanukah is. That is not a desiderata.
Doesn't say in each specific location, so you wouldn't know what night it is?
Who said that?
Rambam.
Absolutely not.
Oh, no, that wasn't.
Okay, one second. Just a second. Which position of the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which position of Amoroi, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, is more reflective of identifying what specific night of Chanukah it is?
Beis Shammai.
I mean, you didn't hear my question. I didn't say my question first. There's a Machlokas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Which, and then there's a Machlokas Amoroim. What's the Hezba Machlokas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel? Which position in Amoraim is most reflective of identifying, knowing what night of Chanukah it is? I'll say it again. You're not copying what I'm asking. Stop. Rabbosai, there's two explanations. Explanation number one is Keneged Yom HaNechnosim, Keneged Yom Ha. Yotz. Explanation number two is Malam Bakodesh versus Pare Hachak. Don't say Pri Hachak. You're embarrassing me. Say Pare Hachak. Okay? So, Rabosa, of those two explanations, which one is more reflective of knowing what night of Chanukah it is? Yes. The first one. According to the second approach, Pare Hachak Malam Bakodesh, is that reflective of knowing what night of Chanukah it is?
No, not at all.
So many of you were bothered, you didn't chop the Gra. So this is what the point the Gra is making. The Gra is making the following point. I'm going to say it outside, then we'll quickly look at it inside. The Gra is saying, you have a machlokes amoraim, how to understand Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Yom ha-nechnasim yotzim, pari achad malam ba-kodesh. If you go with Pari Achad Malim Bakodesh, and I'll play it out for you in a second. So what does that mean? What does that mean? That means that, fifth night of Hanukkah, seven people in the house, am I going up? Am I going down? So Beis Hillel says, well, Malan Bakodesh says you are going up. You're going up. You're going up. How many candles are you lighting? 35 going up. Do you know what night of Hanukkah it is?
No clue.
But you'll still light 35. Why? Because if you hold the second explanation, Machlokes B'Sham Beis Hillel, do you care to know what night of Hanukkah is? You don't care. And the Rambam, who says, I don't care, is paskening that the Machlokes B'Sham Beis Hillel is a function of Malan B'Chodesh versus Pari Achak. And why did the Rambam pasken? Why did he choose that shita? Says the Gra. Because if you look at the end of the Gemara sets this out, lays it out, and then the Gemara tells us a story. A story of Amar Rabba Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shnei Zakenim. There were two elderly people in Sidon. Echad Asa Kabe Shan, Echad Asa Kabe Sila. One followed Beis Shan, one followed Beis Sila. Zeno St. Thomas Varo, Kenega Pariachad. The one of Abbe Shan said, I'm going with Pariachad. The one of Abbe Sila says, I'm going with Malan B'Chodesh. So from that story, what do you see? What's the prime reason? It's the second reason, which means you don't care about what night it is, which is the Shita of the
Rambam.
Says the Gra, what will Tosis presumably say? That Tosis holds like the first reasoning, that it's critically important to know what night is, Yom HaNechos, Yom HaYotzin, and that is, in a certain sense, a reflection. The Machlokes in the Gemara is really reflecting the Machlokes HaRishon. If you look at the sheet, the Shulchan Aruch, and this is one of the two times that I'm aware of in the entire Shas and Posk, two times. The Balei HaTosfos are Ashkenazim or Sfarim? Ashkenaz. The Rambam is Ashkenazi or Sfardi? Sfardi. So we would expect the Shulchan Aruch to follow who? The Rambam. We'd expect the Rambam to follow who?
Tosfos.
This is one of two times where the Shita seem to cross. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says, Kama Neros Madlik, Balei Arisha Madlik Echad, Mikan va'elach mosif aholech echad b'chol laila ad shebaleil ha'acharon yihyeh shmona afilu im rabin b'nei abayis lo yadliku yoter. So who's the Rambam, the Mechaber passing like?
Tosfos.
Any Sfardim here? Oh Hashem, one Sfardi. In Sfardi homes, 10 people in the house, 8th night of Hanukkah, how many candles are lit?
Eight
candles. Eight candles. End of story. That is the minhag of the Sfardim, like, ironically, the Balei HaTosfos. Hoga says the Ramah, V'yesh Omrim, dekol echad midnei habayis yadlik. And what's in parentheses? Haramba. V'chein haminhag habash. Okay, very important ha'ara number one, which we're going to spend the entire shiur tomorrow discussing. What I just read in the Rambam, is he being faithful to the Rambam?
No.
Arya, what do you say?
No, because he's saying to light it in a different place.
Well, I didn't read that yet.
Oh.
I didn't read that yet. I stopped short. V'yesh omrim, dekol echad midnei habayis yadlik. Is he being faithful to the Rambam?
No.
Who said no?
Yeah, so far.
Avikon? Why is he not being faithful to the Rambam? Binyamin?
He just said Yah, but he didn't say that they light one candle each. He didn't touch on anyone.
It seems deceptive that he's saying this like this is the minimum, but really it's a hitter.
Yesh Omrim means that he doesn't go by that opinion.
Is he being faithful? I'm asking you if he's being faithful. He's pledging allegiance to the Rambam. I'm asking, if his pledge is a faithful pledge? Is he saying like the Rambam, really?
No. He said, no, he's saying it's a minimum.
Stop it. What is the difference between the Ramah and the Rambam? He didn't say so many words. V'yesh omrim dekol echad mibnei habayis yadlik. That's correct. If you read the Rambam carefully, the Rambam says, listen carefully. Kama neros umadlik, how many does he light? Who's the he? The Baal HaBayis. One. Hamahadur es ha-mitzvah. Hamahadur es ha-mitzvah. Is that a lashon plural or yachid?
Yachid.
Madlik, is that plural or yachid?
Yachid.
Neros kaminyan anshei ha-bayis. If he's at tier two, ma'adrin, he lights neros kaminyan anshei ha-bayis. How many neros does he light? Five people in the house, six night, five candles. Who lights?
The
Baal HaBayis lights. And then he says, the hamehader yeter al zeh. Is that plural or singular? The hamehader yeter al zeh, the osam itzah min hamilfchor, madlik, ner le, kol echad ve echad balayla harishon, umosif aholi b'halayla balayla ner echad. What does he do?
He lights for everyone,
however many candles are lit. In other words, how many lighters are there?
One
lighter. And then he says, Ketzad harei hayu anshei ha-bayis asara, balayla harishon madlik asara. And on the second night, esrim. How many madlikim are there?
One.
Madlik. It's always singular. The Baal HaBayis is doing all the lighting. So in what sense is the Ramah faithful to the Rambam? Just in terms of the quantity. But what? Where does he deviate? The Yesh Omrim de Kol Echad Mibnei HaBayis Yadlik. In other words, the Ramah is really a hybrid Shita. Is he paskening like the Rambam? For the house is going to get 80 candles. But every lighter is lighting his own and is lighting how? How? No? Like Tosos. I am lighting my menorah, communion. Communion, new. Communion of the night, whatever night it is. So yeah, the house gets 80. But everyone is becoming the quote-unquote Baal HaBayis. And is lighting Kaminyan Halayla. Kiyamim HaYotzim. And then he adds even more so. And everyone should light their candles where? In a separate place. Kadeshi Heger, common air, Madlikin. So he's accommodating Shitas HaRambam in terms of
quantity,
but he's really accommodating Shitas HaTosis in terms of Heker. Everyone has their own menorah. Our Minag Ashkenaz is really the hybrid Shita of the Ramah. We all light our own menorahs. And it's probably a good idea that when you light your own menorahs, it's not to light them all in the same exact place on the windowsill, wherever you light, but to have some kind of separation, heker, so that you can identify exactly, the onlooker can see what night of Chanukah is. So three Shitas in the Halacha. Yes, sir?
Going back a little bit to the Tosfos, he also says that every person lights one candle every night.
No. The household lights one candle per night. Not every person.
The household. One candle per night. So then, how is that? We said that goes like the first explanation that it's about knowing what night it is. How is lighting one candle showing at
all? One candle per night. If it's the sixth night, I'm going to see six candles.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Good? Okay. Sit up. Mayor, what's so funny?
Funny.
Okay. I want to now do the Beis HaLevi. Okay? I'm going to do the Beis HaLevi, and I wasn't going to do the Beis HaLevi, but I think the Beis HaLevi really adds a lot to this, just the sugya, and then we'll start exploring this Machlokas Rambam and Tosis. So first of all, Beis HaLevi asks the question. In the Gemara, is there a nafkamina lahalacha between Yom HaNechnasim versus Pariachad Malim Bakodesh? And he suggests the following interesting thought. Let's say it's the third night of Chanukah, and all you have is two candles. You don't have a third candle. You just have two. How many candles should you light? Do not answer until you think. Third night, two candles. You want a hook?
It depends.
Excellent! Correct! Go ahead.
It's if you're going in, you're Mala.
Start the other way. If you're going Yamim Ha, let's go with Beis Hillel. Yamim Ha, Yamim Ha Yotzim, you wanna go up? Go ahead.
You're not gonna. If you have two, you're not gonna make it. So you should at least get the light one.
Should you light two? Is there value in lighting two if you hold Yamim Ha Nechnas?
No.
Why not? Because what's the whole purpose of Yamim Ha Yotzim? To know what night of Chanukah it is. It's the third night. You're lighting two. That's actually distortive. It's worse than lighting. So what should you light? You should go back, default to one, and just do the Ikra Mitzvah. Yafe. But if you hold it, Malim Bakodesh, go ahead.
You can't go back to one because...
So then, Malim Bakodesh, Ve'ein, Ein Morid. So if you have three, you'll at least light... You'll at least light two because you're not going to have Morid. So that's Nafkamina number one. Yafe. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Now, we saw the Gra, and the Gra now says something. The Gra we saw, we learned the Gra, and then the Gra says, the Beis HaLevi builds on the Gra. Take a look where I underline the second time. Read inside. The Kosova Gra Letarets Das Aram, the Sphirule, the Hachman, the Armor, the Mefarish, Tan, the Beisham, Connected, Pari Achad, Beisel, Machim, Alma, Kosh, Veloma, Reading, Lo Ichpas, Le Klaus, Yuaneros, Kamispa, Yamim. The higher karmalanka hachman dharma k'de masbe gemar mehani shnei zaken shabit sidom umishum hachi pasak harambam came. Why the Rambam paskin? You don't care about the number of nights because of the hemshek the gemar. He's passing like balam bakodesh v'moridin, and that is the psak of the Rambam. The al kol panim lid varav even within the gra nisbayer nafkamina tuva b'hach plukta. De la hatosfos. Hahechrech lomer. What is Tosfos going to do? Did Tosfos not learn?
Yes.
What did the Gra just say? The Gra proved, like the Rambam. Why? Because of this story of the rabbis in Sidon. The rabbis in Sidon did what? The rabbis in Sidon, they lit candles, connected Yom Nachas and Yotzim, but they said, what's our reasoning? Pariachag and Malam Bakodesh. So how does Tosis justify his position after the story of the Rabbanim of Tzida? So watch this. How did Tosis learn the Gemara? Watch this. Are there two positions? Is there really a machlokes in the Gemara, in Amoraim, how to understand Beisham Beis Hillel? One group of Amoraim says Yom HaNechnasim, and the other group says Pari Achag Malam Bakodesh. There's no machlokes. Everyone agrees that you absolutely must know what night of Chanukah is. It is. Everyone agrees. Now there's two ways to figure that out. One way is to light on the first night eight candles, and then I know if I light eight candles, what night of Chanukah is it? The first night, because I go down. The other way is to light one candle, I go up. But either, in other words, why eight? Because you have like eight nights of Nisim left. On the second night, seven nights of Nisim left. On the third night, six nights of Nisim left. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says you go up. You need to know what night of Chanukah is. But now the question is, okay, either way I need to know what night. But now the question is, so which way should I go? Should I go up or should I go down? When I light one candle, one menorah per household, which way should I go? So what does Beis Shammai say? You should go down. Why? Pari Achag says you should go 8765. How many Chanukiyot are you lighting in your house? One. There's not two machlokas over here. Within the machlokas, Yom HaNeklos and Yom HaYotzim, should I go down or should I go up? Beis Shammai says go down because of Pari Achag, and therefore 8765. How many menorahs?
One
menorah. And Beis Hillel says go up. Why? Malam Bakodesh. In other words, according to the Tosis's view of the Gemara, there's no double machlokas over here. There's no two different shittas over here. There's only a question of Yom HaNichnas and Yom HaYotzim, and Malam Bakodesh and Pari Achag are just informing whether I should go Yom HaNichnas or Yom HaYotzim. But it's all wrapped up in a single issue. And therefore, does the Gemara according to Tosafot ever entertain the possibility of multiple menorahs in a household? No. And why? Because of course, Heker. Of course, Yom HaNichnas and Yom HaYotzim. The only question is up or down. That's resolved by Pari Achag, Malam Bakodesh. How did the Rambam understand? No, there's a real issue over here. Are you going to light 80 candles or 8 candles? And the Gemara seems to side with 80 candles, which means we don't care to know what night of Chanukah it is. Let me read that inside to make sure I got that right. Rap the Baha Pligla Tamarisus will be Shama K the Kane Ayatakana shall hit us yadafka can I get my nicknas. And they still says can I yotzim? The Edok Manda Arma still the low pligi baha. Pari Achag and Malba Kos not argue on that. The Kuli Alma Modin the Yichoma Sahidr, oh can I get nicknas and all yet yotzim? Rapa Shama still the Tiknas Ayidr shall. Can I get nicknas? Pari Achag, but still says, can I get Malim Ba Kurdish? Abel Mikol Mokom Ikra Ayidr Lukuli Alma Mada Neros. So Tosa says, I don't understand. Of course you have to know what night of Chanukah is. That was never a debate in the Gemara. There's no possibility for the Shita Saramba. Okay, watch this. One more comment, then I'll take questions. Fifth night of Chanukah. This is tricky. Fifth night of Chanukah, specifically. And you hold like Tosfos, like the Sfardim. How many menorahs are there?
One.
Fifth night of Chanukah, and you only have 4 candles.
It depends.
Yeah, that's the easy part. Fifth night of Chanukah, according to Tosis, you only have 4 candles. How many candles do you light?
4 to go with Beis Shammai.
You should light 1.
So Beis Hillel says, how many should you light? Beis Hillel says,
you
should light 5. But you don't have 5. So what should you do? What should you do? What should you do? So on the one hand, you don't have 5. So if you don't have 5, you're back to?
1.
You're back to 1. Because you don't have Yomim Ha Yotzim.
But what's the reason that you that he says you got to go up? Because of Malin Bakodesh. If you go with four, you don't have a problem of Moridin Bakodesh. Have you nailed the night?
No, because you haven't gone up.
The answer is, you've nailed the night according to Beis Sham. And maybe even Beis Hillel says, yes, if it's a choice of Malin Bakodesh, I want you to go up. But if you don't have a choice of Malin Bakodesh, you don't have that option, meaning you don't have five. So then, don't go to one. Nail the night. Even according to Beis Shammai, because you're still nailing the night. Now, of course, if you're looking every single night in a world of Beis Hillel, you're not going to nail the night. But in the abstract, says the Beis Halevi, maybe there's still value, even according to Beis Hillel, of going backwards, like Beis Shammai, another Nafkamina. Okay.
Or it could be that since you did it the night before,
right,
you don't want to go down.
Correct. Okay. That's the Gemara. That's the easy stuff. Questions, comments.
Yeah, according to Malin Bakodesh Ein Moridin in Beis Hillel, Tosos doesn't make any sense. Because if you have... I don't think Tosos makes any sense. Because...
Me too. I got to go to the mikveh after hearing that. Go ahead.
Because if you have five people in your family, and it's night four, according to Tosos, you light four candles.
Correct.
But according to the reason of Malin Bakodesh Ein Moridin, to say that you go from Mahadrin to Mahadrim and Mahadrim by taking away one candle.
No. You're doing Mahadrim and Mahadrim every night.
By lighting.
So the last night you lit?
Four.
Three,
and this night you lit four.
Right.
But according to the reason of Malin Bakodesh Ein Moridin, if you're going to do Mahadrim that night and not Mahadrim and Mahadrim, you would light one for each person, which would be five candles.
Right.
So you're saying that the reason you go from five to four, saying that the reason you go from Mahadrim of lighting five to Mahadrim and Mahadrim of lighting four, one for each day of Hanukkah, is Malin Bakodesh Ein Moridin. It doesn't make any sense.
No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying, assuming you're in tier three, Mahadrim and Mahadrim, so you're always going to go up every single night. You're always going to go, last night you lit three, tonight you're lighting four, tomorrow night you're lighting five. Because you're always lighting only one menorah.
But knowing that eventually you get to a time...
You're never going to get to a time.
Then you'll get that you'll be lighting less candles if you do Mahadrim and Mahadrim than Mahadrim.
You're right, you might. But you're always going to be lighting... You're never going to... It's not about the number of candles.
But Malin Bakodesh Ein Moridin...
Malin Bakodesh Ein Moridin says, always light more. So, first night you light one, last night you light eight. You're always going up.
Then wouldn't the Shita of the Rambam make more sense for the Malin Bakodesh Ein Moridin? Because you're always lighting more candles.
You're always lighting more candles according to Tosfos also. Because you're always...
But then the other option also.
But you're always staying in tier three. No, there's the Mahadrim and Mahadrim, sorry, Malin Bakodesh Ein Moridin is only stated in tier three. It's only a tier three.
But if it's taking away from lighting more candles from tier two.
It's not. But it could. But it's only being stated in tier three. So within tier three, you're going to go up because of Malin Bakodesh. Okay, one second. Let me just. One last point. I got to set you up for tomorrow. Okay, Rabosa, I want to ask a core question. Okay, so we have this idea, and this is an important question to understand on a hashkafa level as well. If I ask you any mitzvah that you have in the corpus of mitzvahs, where there's like this thing of Mahadrin and Mahadrim and Mahadrin, is there any mitzvah other than Hanukkah where you have this concept?
Yeah. No.
A little bit by Sukkot, pre-Eitz Hadar, yes. But the notion of tier one, tier two, tier three, a Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, do you ever find such a concept?
Yeah.
You don't really find such a concept. You don't find such a concept. So, my question is as follows. A, why, on a Hashkafic level, and that's a good schmooze, maybe for Thursday, why does Hanukkah have this thing called Mahadrim and a Mahadrim? Where's that coming from? Why is it all that? Every other mitzvah, do the mitzvah, that's it, game over. Why this, like, question number one. Question number two is, do you know anyone who doesn't do Mahadrim and Mahadrim? Have you ever met anyone who just does the Ikra Mitzvah? Everyone does Mahadrim and Mahadrim. So somehow we have seized Mahadrim and Mahadrim as core. Okay, that's interesting. But the Kodesh I want to discuss now, or at least get into, over the course of the next day or two, is, watch this, is the din of Mahajim and Mahajim by Neros Chanukah the din of Hidr Mitzvah in Kol HaTorah Kula, just Hidr Mitzvah on steroids? Or is this a new halach? A new halach that's unique and special to Neros Chanukah. And I would like to very quickly just point out three quick lines in Rishon. First of all, Rabbeinu Chanana. Rabbeinu Chanana on our daf says, Mitzvah ner Chanukah beiso, v'mahadrin ner l'kol echad ve'echad, v'mahadrin v'mahadrin. And the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Chanana writes, listen, Perush ha-mehadrin, who are these mahadrin? Who are these mahadrin? So he writes, mehadrei mitzvot. It's people who like to do mitzvot ideally. It's a general, like, you know, I only eat mahadrin. People that like to do mitzvot in their ideal form, ha-mehadrei mitzvot, kida amrinan le-hider mitzvah at-shulish mitzvah. And then he invokes the Gemara in Bava Kama. That when it comes to hider, how much you have to spend on hider? A third. What's he talking about in Bava Kama? A third? A third of the mitzvah. You have to pay for hider. And that's talking about which hider? It's talking about, not Esrog, it's talking about every mitzvah. Every mitzvah. Tzitzis no'eh, sukkah no'eh, talis no'eh. You do mitzvahs nicely. This is not something unique to Chanukah. This is mahadre mitzvahs, hider mitzvah, and kol HaTorah Kula. That's the Rabbeinu Chanana. Look at Rashi. Rashi v'hamahadrin. Rashi writes, v'hamahadrin achar hamitzvos. Someone who does what? Who runs after? Mahadrin achar hamitzvos. Is it something unique to Chanukah or it's mitzvos? All mitzvos. This is like a generic, anyone wants to do mitzvos ideally, so do mahadrin and mahadrin. This sounds like a generic idea. Then you look at the Rambam. And look at the Rambam. The Rambam writes, V'hamehader es ha-mitzvah madlik neiros. What's he saying? Does he say mahadre mitzvot? Ha-mehader es ha-mitzvah. And then he says further, and then, ha-mehader yeter al zeh, the oseh mitzvah min ha-mufchar. And he wants to do what? This mitzvah, in its ideal form, madlik ner l'kol echad ve'echad. Then he lights 80 candles. What is being suggested, not my idea, a suggestion of the Sefer called the Mishnas Yavetz, right? Rav Bitzal Zolti, former chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, suggests maybe there's a fundamental machlokes. Is the mahadrin min ha-mahadrin that we have in Chanukah, the general halacha of ze keli ve'anveyu, hisno'e lefana b'mitzvos, do mitzvos in the ideal way, in the pristine way, and it's generally anyone who's mahadar achra hamitzvah, mahadrin, I only eat mahadrin. So too, when you do Chanukah, you do it mahadrin. Or this is something unique and specific and special to Neros Chanukah. If you want to do this mitzvah in its ideal. Now there's a clear raya for the Rambam's position. Because when it comes to mahadrin kol HaTorah Kula, how much you have to spend? A third. So if your tefillin, standard tefillin costs 600, how much you have to spend on mahadrin? 800 or 900, depending on how you calculate the third, in or out. Here, how much are you spending on your mahadrin? Min mahadrin. The ikra mitzvah is one. The Rambam says on night 8 with 10 kids in your family, how many are you lighting? You're lighting 80 times the ikra mitzvah. That looks like well beyond classic kol HaTorah Kula mahadrin. And mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up this discussion manana. Absolutely.